Thank you. We're back in. We are now on the executive message. Chief Standing Bear, you have the floor.
Whoop. Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of the Congress. Thank you, Brandy, for showing me how that worked. Executive message really should just consist of my summary sheet that I provided Friday, and if you all have that. Do you have that, Madam Speaker?
Yes.
I think for time's sake, if everyone just refer to that, you have several issues, and I think this is a good way to present it. I also understand you may have a amendment to the session. I would support that. I don't even know if I have a role in that. So I think everything I was going to say, I know everything I was going to say, is right here in that paper.
Chief, thank you so much. We're now on the legislative message. Good morning, everyone. Gosh, I feel like we've already been here for just many hours. We've had a productive morning so far. Good morning, Chief, Assistant Chief, Treasurer, my fellow Congress people, and those of you here listening in person and on the phone. So first, I just would like to make a quick statement about the National Congress of American Indians conference that we did attend. Chief alluded to it a bit. And during that time, Congresswoman Whitehorn and I met with several congressmen and their staff to discuss some of the issues that affect the Osage people directly. So I think as we're talking about some of these issues that we're dealing with, it's something necessary that we have to do. We have to be there. They have to see our faces. They have to know who we are. I know the chief does a really excellent job. People know Chief Standing Bear in Washington, which makes me feel good. Makes me feel good, but it's important that we as a body are also involved, not just on the tribal, local level, state level, but we need to make sure that we're staying atop of the issues federally, especially right now, that impact our people. We have about, I think, 9 pieces of legislation to address in this special session. So I'm looking forward to the discussion, looking forward to the committee. Most will be heard in the Appropriations Committee. And thank you in advance to our wonderful staff. So let's have a good session and good day.
Speaker.
Congressman Keene, you have the floor.
I move to amend the proclamation to include a property improvement fund appropriation. Thank you.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We are now on introduction of bills and or resolutions. Congresswoman Rebard. Understood, thank you. We're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to introduce ONCA 2534, an act authorizing appropriate the amount of $175,000 to the executive branch for a statue of Joe Pawnee Nopashi, known as Governor Joe, and establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard, you have the next several pieces of legislation, so feel free to continue. Okay, thank you. I apologize, Speaker. I just wanted my bill to take its natural course. I'm reading in ONCA 2535, which is an act to appropriate the sum of $150,000 to the Osage Home Health to cover the cost associated with the closing of home health. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that word was there. With the Osage Home Health, and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm also reading in ONCA 2536, an act to authorize $200,000 of residual assets in the CAP Asset Fund to the Wajajee Early Learning Academy, WELA, for a generator and an automatic transfer switch, and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCA 2537, which is an act to amend ONCA 2575 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,348,774 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 2538, which is an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $60,000 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 2539, an act to amend 2473 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $3,664,602 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, colleagues, and Chief Standing Bear and Chairman Red Eagle and those in the gallery. I'd like to read in ONCA 2540, an act to amend the tobacco tax code to include tobacco compact tax, to state the distribution of tribal portion of tobacco compact tax, to repeal the tobacco tax relief fund, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Congresswoman Reford.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCR 2505, a resolution to support the Osage Nation's membership in the Coalition of Large Tribes, COLT. Thank you.
Congressman Hamilton.
Reading in ONCR 2506, a resolution to approve the Office of Fiscal Performance and Review Annual Audit Plan for Fiscal Year 2025, submitted by Moss Adams.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 2534, ONCA 2535, ONCA 2536, ONCA 2537, ONCA 2538, and ONCA 2539 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2540 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCR 2505 will be assigned to Government Operations. ONCR 2506 will also be assigned to Government Operations. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet, I was thinking maybe at 11:45. That gives the clerks time. And then I also plan on recessing, you know, for lunch too during that time. But I think we could work to get at least 30 minutes will work done.
Any other motions and notices? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn till Thursday at 10 a.m.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. We are adjourned. Thank you so much.